Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. And of course, we have some special guests because we're getting ready for the Crappie Expo that's going to happen. And so who should I have on to talk about the Crappie Expo? So I went and found Ricky Dukes. He's with Smith Products. And then I found this guy walking around. He said he knew all about it.
Well, I sort of know a little bit about it.
Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, you are the man, the legend, the driving force. He gave me $5 if I said I'd say that. The driving force behind the Crappie Expo. All right, tell us about it.
Well, 5 years ago, Crappie Expo was a dream of mine. I've done all the crappie tournaments. I'm still not through with the crappie tournaments. As far as me fishing tournaments, I still love the competition. I still love to get out there and fish against other anglers. But I had a dream that I wanted to do like an expo for all the crappie manufacturers.
Right.
To where they come to one building. Because when we go to ICAST or we go to these different shows, you know, people come by the Lose booth or Strike King booth, and they write their bass orders.
Right. Yep.
And, oh, Mr. Marshall, we'll be back to write our crappie orders in a little bit.
Right.
Well, it kind of like, you know, it kind of puts you down just a little bit, a couple of notches. And you know them B-backs, you know.
Yeah,
they may gotcha. Not be back. But anyway, you know, over the years, crappie fishermen have never been, or crappie fishing manufacturers have never been explored or whatever the word is, brought to their attention or bring
right.
attention.
Get that exposure.
The exposure, that's the word I was looking for in the crappie world. And so, believe it or not, I get this phone call from Hot Springs, Arkansas, Steve Arison, that runs the Hot Springs Convention Center.
Yep.
Bobby, that was a guy's name that was with the crankbait company, Bobby Dennis. Bobby Dennis,
yeah, Bobby Dennis.
Had told yep. Steve Arison about me and maybe I could do something in Hot Springs crappie fishing ways, maybe
yep.
a tournament, maybe, you know, a little sideshow or something. But, hey, I've been to too many Bassmasters Classics, FLW Cups. I've been to them for 20, 30 years
right.
watching these shows. And if we could ever have a crappie show like that, would be the bomb. And so I came up with Crappie Expo. I called my trademark attorney, trademarked it, got it going, started talking to folks, and everybody just started buying in.
Right.
It's kind of like an NFL team. If the players don't buy in, you ain't got a team.
Right.
But, man, people are calling now. This is our, believe it or not, it's been 3 years.
Yep.
And we're having the Crappie Expo October 1, 2, 3 this year, 2021, in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I actually got a phone call from Shreveport to come visit them to talk about Crappie Expo because they heard what we've done in Branson,
yep.
we've done in Hot Springs, and they're like fired up about being part of it and bringing us to town. In Shreveport, the last biggest trade show, industry show, fishing show was the Bassmasters Classic in 2012.
Yep.
That was the last one in Shreveport. And wow. I think there was like 140-something thousand people come
149,000.
Yeah, yeah, something, some big yep. number. And so, anyway, I got to thinking about Shreveport because Louisiana is the sportsman's paradise.
Yes, it is.
And so we struck a deal. And so this year, the Crappie Expo is going to be rocking. It is going to be over the top. You know, we've got all the manufacturers. We have 9 major boat companies here.
Wow.
We've got Skeeter. We've got Ranger. We've got Vexus. We got Express. We got Camus. We got, you name it, It's going to be that. We got Sea Arc. We even have Suzuki Motors.
Wow.
I met them at the Bassmasters Classic this year, and they were excited about coming because of their smaller motors. And, of course, their larger motors, too.
Right.
And those guys are really excited about coming. And we have the all three of the major electronics companies coming
right
to the show. We've got Hummingbird, Minn Kota. I'm really excited about Hummingbird being there. Of course, they're one of my sponsors. But at the Crappie Expo, I have to drop the walls, the Visqueen. I support everybody.
Right.
It don't matter what company it is. I'll help you do what you need to do to be the best at the Crappie Expo.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do. But
there's some other people there. I think you have someone right over there. So you have the other companies coming in, fishing-related products.
That's correct. Smith Consumer Products right there in Hot Springs, first year right there in their hometown, came to our show. And, of course, we were working on products at that time.
Right.
And they came. And I'm telling you, at the Crappie Expo, it's more than just fishing. We have a concert every day.
Yep.
We give a boat away for 2 days. Last year, we gave away a Ranger 175 fully loaded on Sunday. And these concerts get everybody jumping, get their feet tapping, and everybody's walking around with a smile on their face because they know Saturday at 11 o'clock, the world's largest crappie fry, and I mean the world's largest crappie fry,
right,
is going to happen. So we feed crappie fillets to everyone. The crappie, world's largest crappie fry, is free to everyone, and it's unbelievable. It's sponsored by Riceland Rice Brand Products, also Savannah Hush Puppies, and, of course, Smith Consumer Products because they supply the knives that we cut the fish up with.
And, do you fillet every fish that is eaten there at this thing?
I fillet a lot. Okay, let's just say that. I fillet a lot of fish. If you'll look at my Facebook channel, you'll be seeing a lot of filleting going on because now that I've got my own knife and everything. But I want to introduce Ricky Dukes here with Smith Consumer Products. He's been to our show the first 2 years. Give it to them in your words, Ricky. What do you think about Crappie Expo? What do you think we're doing?
Thanks, Wally. Thanks, Brad. We went to Wally's first show, like you said, in Hot Springs. We didn't know really what to expect from that. We do a lot of trade shows each year, and I would say the thing that stood out to me, especially at the Hot Springs show, was that the number of families that came to that show. And when I say that, you see a lot of families at the Bassmaster. The thing I saw at the Crappie Expo, and we all know that crappie fishing is a family sport. You saw a lot of single moms there with their kids trying to get them introduced into fishing and getting them exposed to that. And it's just a really great family atmosphere for everyone. And like Wally said, there's some great concerts going on, a lot of fun, a lot of entertainment. And from a manufacturer's side, you meet a lot of professional fishermen, professional crappie fishermen, and you can learn a lot about what's missing in the industry, maybe products that you may want to work on or introduce in the future. So we always gain a lot from just meeting and building relationships with customers to just getting new ideas about products. So it's been really a great experience, and we're looking forward to Shreveport. So
if one of the spectators, one of the people in the crowd come over to your booth, what are they going to see? Because these are booths that are laid out. What are they going to see, like, in your booth? These products?
So they'll see the products that we have before you today. We'll be selling those at the show.
Okay.
We do have a drawing at the end, and we'll be giving some away as well. But we'll have plenty of Mr. Crappie products there for everyone to
and other
touch
Smith
and other Smith products. Right. But we sell a lot of kitchen knives.
Right.
There's a lot of wives come and they don't want a fillet knife, but they want our Cabin and Lodge bone handled knives for the kitchen. Right. So we sell a lot of different products, and we have hunting products. A lot of crappie fishermen are
hunters.
They hog hunt and deer hunt and dove hunt. So we have products for all those.
How many booths do you have, Wally?
We're
right
going to have 116. Wow. Right now we're sitting at 116, uh-huh. and some of the locals may come in this week or next week and say, hey, you know, we want to be in the show. We'll always find room for them. But pretty much we've got the whole 90,000 square feet full.
And what facility is that, in case they,
The Shreveport Convention Center. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the location of that by
chance? It's 400 Caddo Street in Shreveport, downtown, right up the street from Margaritaville. And that's a casino there, which is one of our great sponsors for the deal. And, you know, here's the deal about Crappie Expo for the manufacturer. A lot of them ask me, Wally, why are you doing it in the fall? Well, guess what? In the springtime, all of these manufacturers are busy with Bassmasters Classic, FLW, all of these different tournaments, BASS, the Bassmasters Classic, all of that. You can't get, the companies can't get the logistics to satisfy your show.
Right.
There's no way that they can get there. And so I come up with an idea about having it in the fall, because most of the time in fishing, come fall, everybody's sitting around waiting on spring.
Right.
And in that fourth quarter, it'll give companies like Smith Consumer Products a punch in the arm going into the fourth quarter for the next year.
I see.
And so smaller companies that's wanting to get recognized, and it's all about the networking.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's about. And you have the end user. It's perfect for these manufacturers, because the end user is coming to your booth and saying, I use this for that. And that ding, 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 there's a new product right there.
Right.
I mean, just, hey, listen to the consumer, and they will make you successful.
I would say, from a manufacturer, I mean, we have retailers come to the expo also, because it's an opportunity for buyers to look at a whole different, a lot of different companies.
Right.
And, you know, we've landed several new programs with retailers at the expo. So it's not just the end consumer, but there's opportunities there for either local or national accounts to come visit your booth.
And part of this Crappie Expo is the tournament. I hope we haven't forgotten about that.
Oh,
let's go back to the $250,000. Is that correct?
Oh, man. I would love to have $250,000, brother.
No.
Hey, it'd take me off hamburgers, put me on steaks. But you know, also...
Tell us about the tournament. What's the purse? And
along with the Crappie Expo, we have the Mr. Crappie Invitational $250,000 Classic.
$250,000.
It's this much money right here. That's the fish ain't that long. That's how much money it is. The last couple of years, the first year we started out in Hot Springs, we had a $100,000 tournament.
Okay.
And over 10 years ago, I was telling people that I was going to have a $100,000 tournament before I leave this earth.
Right.
And by golly, we pulled it off. And Tony and Mike Shepard out of Kentucky won that first tournament, the inaugural Invitational.
Right.
They took home $40,000.
Wow.
That's the most cash ever taken home, or biggest purse in the history of crappie fishing.
Yep.
So the following year in Branson, which was last year,
yep,
we bumped it up to $200,000.
Wow.
And it paid $80,000 for first, $30,000 for second. I mean, we're talking big money for purse
jerkers. That is.
It's, for purse jerkers, big money. And crappie fishing, I hope that I'm bringing it to a different level, a different mindset. I mean, there's tournaments that they want to fish, but again, there's tournaments that they got to fish.
Right.
You know, instead of picking out what you want to fish, fish tournaments that you got to fish to get to the big show.
Right.
You know, so the top 25 from last year's tournament gets an automatic bid into the Red River this year. and we're fishing locks 5 and 4. The launch every day will be at Red River South Marina, 15 minutes south of downtown Shreveport, yep. Bossier City, right there on Highway, I think it's 71.
And the crowd's welcome to come. People are welcome to come, come to that. So that's day one.
Day one of the tournament is September the 30th on a Thursday, because we're going to have over 100 teams. We can't run that many through the
convention center.
Uh-huh. It's just too many boats. And so the first day we're going to have the weigh-in right there. We're going to have plenty of Cajun food. It's going to be a great time, especially for the people that come to watch the weigh-in, spectators.
Right.
Can't wait to see that, because actually Red River South Marina is unbelievable. The parking lot holds like
huge
500 boats. It's like huge.
Yeah.
And so we have plenty of room for everybody. Come on down and watch these pros weigh about 14 pounds, 7 fish. Off the Red River, because they're fixing to expose that puppy. And see, with the tournament, the river's off limits all year.
Uh-huh.
And they only get 3.5 days to find the fish to fish for that big money. Because I don't want anybody on these lakes, and I put these tournaments on lakes that are not on the crappie tournament trail.
Right.
So it's not full of 50,000 brush piles.
Right.
It's all natural.
Not structure. Really a home field advantage is what you're saying. So it's all equal for all the anglers participating.
A guy coming from Connecticut and a guy coming from Florida can compete on the Red River.
Right.
Because you can't take any information from anybody.
Uh-huh.
You can't be on the water. You can't put a stick. You can't put any kind of structure in the water prior to the tournament or during the tournament. You can't take any information from any fisherman that's in the tournament. No one. You can look on the internet and get all the information you want.
Right.
But you can't take information. And of course, with this much money on the line, we do give lie detectors. And we also have marshals that ride with the top 25 every day.
Be scary if your marshal was Wally. Wally Marshall. Well, the ultimate crappie marshal is Wally.
Well, I guarantee it. I'm not going to be a marshal.
I didn't think so.
But you know, we run a tight ship, and these guys respect it.
Right.
You know, I'm exposing these anglers that's never been exposed before.
Right. Big time.
In the history, and they're walking across that stage, and we got the voice, Chris Jones from FLW.
Awesome.
He's our spokesman, and he puts on a great show. And, of course, hey, man, on championship Saturday, the top 25 teams that walk across that stage, all of them is going to get a chunk of that quarter of a million.
Let's go back to Friday. So now you've talked about Thursday. Now let's go to Friday. You're shifting gears, and the teams are going to weigh in at the convention center, right? Tell us about that.
50 teams on Friday, starting at 3 o'clock, will come across that stage, and the top 25 out of that 50, we cut the field in half on Friday. So we cut it in half on Thursday. We cut it in half on Friday. But Friday's weigh-in, they'll get a police escort. Right. And I tell these guys, you better have enough gas to get home, because if you get out of that line, you ain't weighing in. And those police officers will bring them right to the convention center, and those guys love that.
And that takes 25 teams on Saturday. What time's the weigh-in? What time does the expo start? Maybe we should ask that, because some people are going to want to come to the expo before they come to the final day weigh-in, which happens at
Friday, the opening day of the Crappie Expo at the Shreveport Convention Center, opens at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
It's over at 6 that evening. All right. Concerts at 1. But the big weigh-in is going to be down at the Red River South Marina. If you want to go down there and watch your favorite fisherman weigh in, feel free to do so.
Friends, family,
hey, take the kiddos. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. So, and the next day, Friday, the weigh-in starts at 3 o'clock right there on the live stage The Mega Live Stage. Mega. You heard it. You heard it right here first.
Wow.
The Mega Live Stage by Hummingbird is that's where the weigh-in's gonna you caught on to that, didn't you?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. The Mega
Mega Live weigh-in will be live right there at the Shreveport Convention Center. We got plenty of seating. Come on down. And if there's not a seat, just jump up in one of them boats there and get you a ringside seat. So
there you go.
And then we have championship Saturday, which is the top 25. And see, what's so good about Chris Jones is he knows the right questions to ask when it's getting tight and getting down to the nitty gritty. And he just really draws the best out of everybody that walks across that stage.
Chris Jones, good friend of mine. I know he's going to say the cream always rises to the top. He'll say that at some point during that tournament. He'll probably say it right before you announce the winner. Yeah. So great.
And then immediately after the weigh-in, we're going to announce where next year's Crappie Expo will be.
Right.
And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I've been getting a lot of calls from all over the United States to bring Crappie Expo to your town. And we're looking at some really cool places right now.
Make sure you get some good ones since I'm coming down. You know,
how about
we go to Hawaii? Is there crappie in Hawaii?
How about if everybody'd like to go to Arlington, Texas, to Jerry's World?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Huh? Big stage. The big stage, dude.
We go to the big stage.
You imagine walking up there and I don't remember how big that screen is that he has.
Well, I forget.
But that would be.
It weighs like 4 tons or so. It's unbelievable what that big Megatron screen weighs there at the stadium. But, you know, that's my goal is to bring the level of crappie anglers to the top.
Right.
You know, I've had my run at it. I've had my shot at it. And it ain't about me. It's about our industry as crappie manufacturers, like Smith Consumer Products. Ricky's been there. He's seen it. He's a believer. And it works for these manufacturers that are thinking about coming. Go to crappieexpo.com.
Okay.
If you want to be a vendor, go to crappieexpo.com, click on want to be a vendor, and it takes you into the welcome page and it gives you all the information, and you can even book your hotel rooms right there.
All right. Well, that takes us to tackle time. Of course, got to thank Pico Lures. They're the sponsor, one of the sponsors of the show. They have all kinds of fishing tackle for all kinds of fish, everything including crappie, but they got for bass and for stripers and walleyes, anything that fishes that you want to go catch or has fins, you can catch them on their products. You check them out at picolures.com. And, of course, Smith Products. How's that? We happen to have Ricky here with us, so that's pretty cool. They have a complete line of, I feel bad. It's like I'm throwing a bone out there, like Mr. Crappie Products.
Well, you know,
I feel bad. He's getting a fat head, man.
Hey, no.
This is bad. Let me
tell you what, man. over the last, I don't know, since 1987, my favorite song is the Rhinestone Cowboy. You know, there's verses in there that just hits home so much. Getting calls from people I don't even know or wherever how it goes, you know, getting, you know, calls over the phone and all that and letters from people you don't even know. And it's just amazing. It's been an amazing run, and I'm not done yet because, hey, I'm in my 60s, and I got my foot on the gas, and I'm going to keep running. Everybody said, hey, Wally, when are you going to retire? I ain't going to retire, and I don't need your rocking chair, baby. I'm right here.
Got one right here.
I don't need no rocking chair. Come on, George.
There you go. Check out Smith Products at smithproducts.com. We've run out of time, but like I always say, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brad.